This is KUT. The Zika virus will be front and center as public health officials meet in Austin today to discuss infectious disease preparedness in the state. Besides funding issues, though, KUT's Ashley Lopez reports pockets of high uninsured rates in Texas could make monitoring the mosquito-transmitted virus more complicated.
Texas has the highest number of uninsured residents in the country, and this complicates an issue Texas could be dealing with in the near future: possible local transmission of the Zika virus. Texas Health Commissioner John Hellerstadt admits it's something to worry about.
That's a problem. That's been a problem before Zika, and it'll probably still be a problem after Zika. I can't deny it. Yes, access to care does play a role in this.
The Zika virus is already a complicated virus to deal with. In most people, the symptoms are mild. According to the CDC, common symptoms are a fever, rash, joint pain, and red eyes. Pretty common stuff. But if you're pregnant, it's more serious. Zika has been linked to hundreds of babies born with microcephaly, including one birth here in Texas so far. Dr. Peter Hotez, the dean of the National School of Tropical Medicine at Baylor College of Medicine, says those mild symptoms make learning the scope of the virus pretty difficult.
As many of these diseases could be very subtle and easily overlooked, people might not recognize a fever and a rash as being associated with Zika or dengue. So it asks really to go into area clinics, community clinics, and actively sample people who could have these diseases to see how widely prevalent they are.
And people are less likely to seek help at a clinic if they don't have insurance, especially if the symptoms are mild. That's why Hotez says the state would probably need to spend money doing more active surveillance for the virus, especially in places like the Rio Grande Valley, which is considered vulnerable to mosquito-borne illnesses and has some of the highest uninsured rates in the state. Hotez says surveillance in places like that isn't complicated.
But they are labor intensive, and because you have to bring in a lot of people to help you do it, it becomes an expense. And that's why the federal funds are so urgently needed. So my big worry, without that kind of extra funding, I'm a little worried that Zika could be popping up in multiple places on the Gulf Coast in Texas, and it's being missed.
However, Commissioner Hellerstadt argues areas of the state where there are high rates of travel-related Zika cases are probably the most likely to have local transmission of the virus.
And if you look at that, I mean, it really corresponds to the largest population areas, the largest metropolitan areas in the state.
However, Hotez says that means surrounding counties are also at risk. And he says there are other urban pockets like San Antonio and Austin that aren't in the clear either. So far, there have been nearly 100 reported cases of Zika in Texas, including 3 pregnant women. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.